We're here at Rescue Room, so Beans on Toast, so we're going to ask him some questions about his new album.
Right.
Okay, when you were like writing all your silly little folk songs back in the day, did you ever think you'd be as successful as you are now?
Definitely not, no, there wasn't any kind of plan at all. It was just, I only started it to get to, just because I was doing nights at a pub and I'm putting on other bands and I was just playing in between, and then I sort of like one gig led to another, and then when I started getting, you know, free beer at other pubs, I was and then free tickets to festivals and sort of, and it's like, I never really forced it down anybody's throat or anything. It was just like, it's quite natural. One gig, I'd play one gig and someone would be like, oh, I've got this bar, do you want to come and play here, or blah, blah. And I used to go to a lot of festivals anyway, so I'd just kind of get up and play some songs, and then the guy would be like, actually, I run this other festival over here, and I'll, you know, I'll give you a ticket if you go in there, and just kind of like, yeah, there was never any sort of battle plan or anything. Yeah, just you know, I think people don't like it when stuff gets forced down their throat.
Yeah.
Like, so people like to feel that they've kind of come about something sort of their own way anyway. So I've just kind of, just sort of let it happen, really. Yeah.
You seem quite a big fan of America, from what I've heard in your songs. Is that kind of like where you feel...
if you're just going to say at home, no, definitely not.
You're from Essex?
Exactly.
Yeah. We're Londoners ourselves.
Oh, okay,
so, yeah.
Nice. I've just spent a lot of time there, and hence I write a lot of songs about it.
But did you have a couple of songs out already from Rolling Uphill, The Great American Novel, and
exactly.
I'm Home When You Hold Me?
Exactly.
Yes.
I did like two tours and two sort of festival trips this year out to the States. So, you know, and if you spend that much time anywhere and you're kind of constantly writing, you are going to write songs about it. I guess it's also, you know, like a lot of the kind of, I grew up with a lot of country music, and it's quite, there's something about the States where if you put a song title, sort of put the place in the song title, the song sounds epic.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like Lost in Memphis sounds like, rather than Lost in Colchester. Whatever it is, that's a sort of different feel. I do write a lot of songs about England as well, and it's like, it's just where I've been spending time. Just like, you know, I've got a visa, so I've just had the last couple of years, I've just been hammering it out, as many gigs out there as I can. And it feels like that kind of, when you say like the open road and the kind of touring, it feels like you can tour America forever, and never go back to the same place. Just like, and that sort of like living on the road, which is a kind of great thing for folk music. So I definitely don't feel at home there, at all.
Well, something I really like about your songs is they feel like little stories. Like, it's really nice to listen to it. It feels like a little like insight into your life.
Oh, right.
So,
well, yeah, most
it's
of
really
them
cool
are true. Yeah,
they're so like, it's like real. As much as it's fun to listen to songs that are all like, you know, that like metaphors and all of it.
Sure.
Like, sometimes it's nice to listen to a song that's just kind of like,
well,
a little piece of someone's life.
Say what you see.
Okay, next question. Which song in particular would you credit to your like popularity? If you had to choose one song that you think...
Oh, MDMA's in. 100%.
Yeah. See, she's all that everyone knows.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's weird.
Like, oh,
you know, I say it on stage, that's by far my most popular song. It sounds like all the others. And you know, people were like, God, you must be really bored of playing that song. And it's like, of course I'm not. Like, that's the one that people want to fucking hear, then, you know, that's the one we'll play, of course. I'm not bored of it at all. And it was, it's nice to have a song that people do like.
Yeah.
And, 100%, that's kind of, you know, if it's, sometimes I even kind of guess that if I'm going to play it next, I'm like, any songs anybody want to hear? Just everyone's like, oh, they're back. Oh, right. I kind of play it out that way. But,
are there any songs you like regret putting on an album, or you regret making at all?
I don't regret, but there's two songs that over the test of time I completely changed my mind on. One of them was, I wrote a very ignorant song about Hurricane Katrina and what happened in New Orleans, and I'd basically just sort of like glanced at the sort of news coverage it was getting and turned it into a song and since then I've been there and I've got a love affair with the city. I went there for my honeymoon. The band that we're playing with today are from there. I love New Orleans, and if I could take that song off the record, I would, because I didn't know enough about what I was writing about to actually sing that song. And the only other one is a song called A Smoking Ban, which I was...
We were
like,
actually talking about this song earlier. Though. Morgan's quite a big fan of Smoking Ban.
Well, I'm glad it was, you know, I was so against that smoke, because I work in the pub trade as well, and I was like, this is like, this is not... I thought it's like, that's taking our liberty away, and all this, I was so against it. And the minute it came in, like, I was like, oh, because I was like, I can't believe everyone's just going to do it. Like, we should just say no and just keep on. And then, the minute I was like, oh, this is all right. And it's like, at the time I was going,
it smells nice.
And it's like, because it means
it's terrible to be in here.
Things I like to chat as well, and I realised that, like, when you, because then I remember one time when I was like, I had a bad friend, I was trying not to smoke, and I was like, but I want to, I don't want to be in a club, I actually want to be in the smoking area outside, and shit. And since then, and now I don't smoke at all, and now I can't stand it when it's when I play every now and then, like Germany or whatever, there's like venues that are smoking, and everybody flips to me, it's like, yeah, you fucking love it, smoke the smoking. And I'm like, oh god, and because, you know, my throat was in a real bad way, and when it mended from not smoking, now if I like have a if there's a little bit of tobacco and a spliff or anything like that, it goes right away straight. And it's like, so yeah, you know, that one as well, I guess. I like the fact that that's how I felt at the time. It wasn't like I was misguided like I was with the New Orleans one. But yeah.
Okay, so when we were at Boomtown with one of our friends, mm-hmm. He's from the Middle East, he got quite offended by your song "God Is a Terrorist." Is that the sort of reaction you expected to receive?
No, I've never met anyone that said they're offended by
it. I don't think he really actually listened to the lyrics of the song. When I kind of, I tried to explain, I assumed it was about the whole Charlie Hebdo
attack. Yeah, yeah.
When I explained that, he kind of became more kind of calm with it. But I think at first, just the initial title of the song, I think you have another one called like "Dirty." Something. So does that ever spark it? Like, do your songs tend to controversy, or are they usually
not really? No, not really. And if the only few times that they have been by people that haven't listened to the songs.
Yeah.
You know, and
I think he wasn't really paying attention to the lyrics.
If you're offended, you know, by somebody saying the word Muslim on stage, then you've got to worry about it anyway. You know, like, you should be. And if you're going to be offended by a song, you should listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, and then make your call on it, rather than being, you know, shocked by the name or whatnot. But most of it, even on the kind of, you know, on online spouts where people have kind of said, this is, you can't be saying this, well, generally, without having, you know, I'm not going to get stuck in on that crap, but someone will kind of say, no, like,
there's always someone
listen to it. That will,
there's always someone that will get angry.
Yeah, that's certainly not my intention. You know, it's the polar opposite of what I'm trying to do with the songs. You know, is anybody get offended? But if they haven't listened to the song and they're offended, then I guess we just disagree. There's nothing I can do about that. Yeah.
Yeah. What can we expect from your new album then? Is it similar to your old ones, or is it going in a new direction?
I wouldn't say new direction, but it's certainly got a new sound. So I recorded in Kansas with a band called Truck Stop Honeymoon, who are husband and wife country duo.
Yeah.
And they, so they play double bass, finger picking guitar.
Oh, wow.
And I moved in with a house with them for like a week, made the record, and they sort of play as a backing band. And then they're here on this tour, opening the show as Truck Stop Honeymoon, and then playing as the backing band on the tour. So the gig is a kind of all singing, all dancing, four piece beans on toast live show, which is good. So yeah, that's kind of that. It's definitely got, you know, I record each record with someone different and that I think can bring something to it, but I've never kind of dived right in with another band, if you know what I mean, in the sense.
Yeah.
You know, I've written songs, but it was like, let's kind of structure the music together as all of us. So yeah, it was a brilliant project.
Who is your personal music idol? This is a question I always like to ask people.
I mean, there's currently sort of modern singers. There's a guy called Todd Snyder, who's my favourite songwriter. He's amazing. He's kind of like a hippie country singer, based out of East Nashville, and very clever, very kind of humble, and I'd say him.
Fair enough. Any like all-time favourites if we're going like back in the day?
Well, you know, like as far as having big impacts on my life, you know, the Doors were, you know, we were pretty important for me finding out who I was. and you know, other songwriters, John Prine and obviously Dylan and stuff like that. You know, all of the classics.
Fair enough. Oh, actually, yeah. Well, that's pretty much what we have.
Yeah.
Right, thank you so much for doing it.